This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's talk tech with Nelson Rago of Cool Blind Tech. Nelson is the founder of that group, and he joins us this morning from Edmonton, Alberta. Hey, good morning, Nelson.
Hey, good morning, Adam.
Not too bad. Let's jump right into it, Nelson. There's a new gadget called Rango that can turn a white cane into a smart cane. Nelson, how does it do that?
Well, I'm going to tell you. It's a little gadget that attaches to your favorite white cane, and using ultrasonic sensors that sense objects from 2.5 meters away, and in combination with a Bluetooth headset and their Rango app, it'll let you know what's not only what right in front of you, but just possibly off to the side. So, for example, if there's something just off to your right, it'll actually identify that in your right headset. So you got to make sure your headsets are on the right way. I was just thinking about this actually might not be good if you don't have your headsets on properly. It'll identify spatially where the object is, as long as you got your headsets on the right way. Mm-hmm. So if it sits off to the left, I'll let you know there. That's just off the left. And of course, if it's in front of you, it's going to let you know both earpieces that there's an object directly in front of you, just with the audible sounds. So it mounts on top of your cane. It also works with the app that I mentioned. It works with iOS and also Android. Mm-hmm. And it has a GPS that's built into that the Rango app. So if you want to identify where you're at, you can pinpoint your location. It also works with public transit. So if you wanted to see upcoming buses or transit, it'll let you know the times. So you can just use it as any sort of GPS that we use out here, albeit this is more specific to France. Mm-hmm. And then that's pretty much the gist of it. It's your sort of a typical smart sort of gadget, and it uses the ultrasonic sensors and, of course, the app technology all combined to make it very much a safe experience and turning your regular cane into a very smart cane.
So, Nelson, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, it might have even been last week, that we were talking about smart canes and how price point is something that might impact the way in which somebody is going to get engaged with this technology. Because a standard cane is somewhere from $30 to $100, depending on what you want. But a smart cane can be quite pricey, upwards of $1,000. So what are we looking at in regards to this Rango device in terms of upgrading a standard cane into a smart cane?
Yeah, so I actually just picked up a brand new cane just not too long ago. So I'm not sure if you guys can see this on the camera, but this is the best kind of cane that you can get from like Ambutech. Mm-hmm. It's got a wooden handle. Mm-hmm. It's got the extra little ceramic tip at the end, and that's cost me $71. And that's their high-end cane, mobile cane. And this one is considerably more money in euros, since it's 2,000 euros in U.S. dollars. It's 2,300. But in France, much of this stuff is covered by agencies out there. So the end user doesn't actually pay that amount, but it is considerable about amount of money. So those of you in Canada that have similar technology, I recall a Buzz Clip where they had something almost like this, but without the app, that you could actually attach to your cane, but you had to do it with like a Velcro strap. I don't think they made something specific for a cane, but it uses similar technology. So they may have a market in Canada and considerably far less money.
Right.
If they do something.
So speaking of that, you mentioned right now a lot of this development has been taking place in France. It's a French company. Is the product Rango available in Canada?
Not as of yet. So so far they have sold 400 of these within France, and then they've also sold within Belgium, Switzerland, Italy, and Germany. So not quite yet here in Canada, but I'm sure when it comes, maybe it will come out here. And but you'll have to they'll have to adjust their price because there's far far more competitors out here with a much better price. That have similar technology.
Nelson, let's talk about the company that developed the Rango, GoSense. Is this the only product they've made for the blind community?
They've actually released a community-based GPS. It's called WizzyGo. And just out of chance...
WizzyGo. It sounds like something
don't
else.
Don't ask me what it's... don't ask me what it means. But just out of chance, I checked the App Store. It's actually available in the App Store, believe it or not. Although when I launched it, everything is in French. So this might be good for someone in Quebec to try to
should have paid more attention in your high school French class, Nelson.
I did check the last day it was updated, and it said 3 years ago. So I'm not sure if they're updating that app when I checked this morning. But those of you who want to try it out, I downloaded it on one of my phones. It didn't work on my... my beta phone, but it worked on a phone that I had iOS 15. So it did download on that phone. it's definitely like worth a check to see if it works. And those of you who are fluent in French can try it out. And it doesn't cost you anything. So, yeah. But it's something that's specific for France, and they just happened to release it in Canada for some reason.
Nelson, let's move over to one of the tech giants here, Microsoft. Last week they announced its adaptive kit for Surface devices. So, what's the idea behind the Surface adaptive kit?
Well, there's a huge push for Microsoft, and in I think ever since Jenny LaFleur has taken over the helm there in accessibility, that's when we really noticed that accessibility taking the forefront. And even in the announcement, they talked a lot about accessibility. I remember going through some of the highlights, and this particular, they specify for the Surface products. So this is according to Microsoft. So they didn't want to compromise on the look and functionality of their Surface products. So they developed this, what they call accessibility tools to actually make it accessible for people with, various abilities to make it more user friendly.
So what do you get if you pick up this kit? What do you get inside?
Oh, geez. So you get the bump labels. There's 16 of those, and then there's four that have like the dot, the circle, dash, and an X, and then they have the different four colors as well. So I believe it's green, gray, blue, and I'm missing out one color, but they have four colors, and they also offer the keycap. Labels. So, and those are actually transparent, that they have a little raised surface on it. So you can put it on your keys that you might want to highlight without actually blocking what's under the key. So there's, I believe there's 12 of those. There's also port labels as well. There's a pair of five of those, and those you want to match up to your ports and to your cables. So, that's for people that may have a lot of ports that they're not quite sure of, uncertain. This is maybe something for like someone who's kind of new to the service, I think, because those of us who've been around this stuff really don't use that too much. But it's definitely something that Microsoft has definitely incorporated. And there's also one interesting thing that these support devices where it loops on the Surface laptop and actually helps you open up the laptop for those who need it. And then there's one that works differently with Microsoft's, what they call a kickstand. So I believe that's their little device that works with their Surface tablets. So that's pretty much what you get. There's no price. I hope they're not charging for this, but it's definitely cool that they're offering this, and it's specifically customized to their products.
Nelson, let's get over to your tech tip here, because we always like to end our segment with your tech tip of the day. And this week, you want to tell us how to enable background noise in the iOS 15.
Yeah, some people might not be aware of it, but in iOS 15, they had this little nice touch for those of us who have trouble sleeping, those who would like to focus better, just have a really lovely ambient sound in the background. And I just came across it accidentally because I usually go into the voiceover settings, but this one's actually in the under accessibility. If you go down to hearing, in there, there's audio visual, and then there's background sounds, and it gives you a choice of six options. You can choose rain, ocean sound, and a stream. There's also a sound called dark noise, bright noise, and balanced noise. So you can choose any of those. The cool thing, it lets you actually customize the level of the sound. You could have it always playing. You could have it with or without media playing in the background. You could have it turned off when the lock screen comes on. So it's sort of a nice little touch that Apple's allowed for these devices. Hopefully they allow more sounds, but you know, it's worth trying, check out. And if you like the sounds, I personally like the stream and the dark noise. Those are a nice sounds. Actually help me go to sleep, because like most other blind people, I have trouble sleeping. So I find that those are really helpful.
Yeah, I hear that, man. Hey, hopefully they get some whale sounds in there. You know, maybe whale sounds. So they'll get the Dave Brown whale sounds, true ambient sounds. Nelson, always fun catching up, buddy. Have a great week.
All right, take care.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.